Very based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You mentioned that this was pushing the envelope earlier. Well, the envelope in this particular instance may contain an indictment. This is a disaster. And the bad thing, really, for the MTV executives and producers in this instance is I understand that there's been conversation centered around how close can we come or have we come to actually violating a potential federal statute and, you know, making sure that they're sort of within the boundaries. Well, this is not a line that you want to even get close to towing.
That may be your point of view, madam, but that may not be the point of view of the folks that are running MTV as we get into this possible child porn charge that may be filed against MTV over this show Skins. That's our focus here as we begin this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits during the week. We have 2 hours a day and a three-hour extravaganza putting all of the top ten together on the weekend. Hopefully you can hear all of it. You can download it, certainly, by going to DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Each day we have our two-hour review, and it builds up to a sort of crescendo as we get to the end of the week. This is a hot topic. A lot of people talk about what's on television. As a 15-year-old girl that's in this show, and yet many of the things that are portrayed are not supposed to be portrayed by actors until they're 18. That was Nicole Badur, a sex crimes prosecutor, commenting on this new show, which has a lot of people, including most of the nation's watchdog groups, asking Congress to investigate whether or not the network can be charged with child pornography. Have you seen the show? 800-510-8255. There's certainly a lot of buzz on it. I've seen a few clips from it, and I wouldn't want my children, who are teenagers, to be watching it, frankly. My children are not teenagers, but if they were, I wouldn't want them watching it. How about you? Do you know what your children watch on television? We go back to the same debate that often is a focus here and wherever good conversation is held, the focus on our children, the internet, the things they can see on their computers, the things they can do with the games, violent video games, all of this stuff. Do you know how your children spend their time? We're talking about 14, 15-year-olds. Are they so in the know that this is foolishness? The only people that are concerned are the ones who are the parents. The children know all of this. Is that the way it is? Is that what MTV knows and the rest of us don't? 800-510-8255. Okay, there have been five companies who have pulled out of sponsorship, the latest being Subway, distancing itself from this series. So the advertising has only one left, in fact, a campaign by a parents' TV watchdog group to focus on the advertisers. Advertisers don't want controversy. They don't want to get people angry at them. They're trying to sell product, not get you angry. The drama series focuses on misfit teenagers who dabble in drinking, drugs, sex, fast food chain, Taco Bell, Wrigley's. I'm talking about some of the others who have pulled in the last couple of days. Skins is not a good fit for most of the brands that advertise in the traditional fashion. So is this about the government or the marketplace? It seems to me this is an extraordinarily good way for us to put into practice what we say about about free enterprise system and whether the marketplace works. All right? In the marketplace of ideas or the marketplace of anything that's being sold, is there a market? And, okay, you establish a market. There's a market for this. All right. Is it to be supported or can it be supported? And if it isn't supported, then there's going to be there won't be a television program. So the advertisers pull out. People stop watching it because it's inappropriate, or they don't let their children watch it because it's inappropriate. So there's no audience anyway. Even if the advertisers were to stick around, they wouldn't get their message across. So the program, dies of its own energy or lack thereof. And a lot of people say, government's got to investigate. Government doesn't have to do a damn thing. Government shouldn't be involved in this at all. What ought to happen is what is happening. the advertisers pull out because now you can argue that Planned Parenthood, or not Planned Parenthood, the Parents Television Council, there's a Freudian slip, the Parents Television Council is putting undue pressure. After all, they're a bunch of old fogies, and they don't understand what kids like or want, and if they hadn't put pressure on this group of advertisers, they'd still be there. The show would work because kids want to see it, and yada, yada. So how is this different in terms of freedom of speech? That is another argument. It may be interesting to dabble in a bit as we go through this hour. The freedom of speech. Okay, this is a freedom of expression kind of thing. Somebody wrote a story. It's been produced. Children are on the show are telling a story. And the story does happen. These sort of things do exist. So why is this wrong? Why is this bad? Maybe somebody will come up with that. Maybe that'll be part of the suit. Who knows? Because this story is just in its infancy, just beginning to make noise. And therefore, it's a good time for us to throw all of these things in and see what we come up with in terms of a discussion. 800-510-8255. The government, is it to open a child porno investigation into this show? Or is it because the kids are under the age of 18? The content of the show violates U.S. laws on sexual exploitation of minors. Maybe that needs to be looked at, too. Or is that something we're all pretty much comfortable? I'm pretty comfortable with the pornography laws the way they are. I know about you, but I'm not sure. I honestly can't tell you. Maybe if you've seen the show, you can comment. Is there a sexual act or acts that you can see? And this is just the suggestion of the act. 800-510-8255. Reporter Tanya Rivera has more on this program.
What do you get when you combine scantily clad teenagers, gratuitous drug use, and violence? The answer, Skins. The new teen drama on MTV that's making headlines and raising eyebrows. The show premiered Monday night before an audience of 3 million viewers. Next week's numbers are expected to be even higher.
The bar keeps getting higher for what gets provocative on television. And this time, they decided to take a chance at it.
There you go. Is she reading?
Among the concerns and scandals surrounding the show, the age of the actors. Some cast members are as young as 15, and their role in upcoming episodes, which include nudity, has prompted some to wonder whether MTV is doing a delicate dance that can be considered child pornography. In a written statement, MTV said, "We're confident the episodes of Skins will not only comply with all applicable legal requirements, but also with our responsibilities to our viewers. We've taken numerous steps to alert viewers to the strong subject matter so they can choose for themselves whether it's appropriate."
There have been reports that MTV is going to tone the show down. If there's any pressure that MTV is going to submit to, it would be from advertisers.
While this scandal surrounding Skins is certainly new, scandals around TV dramas targeting teens are not. Skins joins a growing list of recent TV shows that have gotten teens talking and parents worrying.
Just last year, Gossip Girl, the CW series about Manhattan teens, caused a scandal when three of its characters took part in three-way sex. The high school students we spoke with say what they saw on Skins is true to life, whether parents like it or not.
Like, that's just really how life is, except not to their extremes.
You can't say, oh, I don't want to watch this, because then she'll do it. She might already be doing that. You can't say it's all television.
All right, well, we've got this show. It's called Teenage Mom, I think. Something like that. The teenage moms of the world are being, the value of that is apparently a virtue, in essence. So we'll talk about it. 800-510-8255 as we continue on the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal, made with 100% whole grain oats, real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to betteroats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. ABC's Dan Harris speaks now with Dr. Michael Bradley, focusing on what the best thing is for parents to do here.
Your advice is that parents should actually watch the show with their kids. You really think that's a good idea?
Absolutely. Flip this thing around. Engage your enemy, sort of a thing. Tape it so that you can pause it when you hit a particularly horrifying moment to the parent. Stop the show and turn to your kid and ask them questions. Say, is that really the way life is for teenagers? What do you think about that? Get them to think about what they're seeing so they're better defended against the effects of this stuff that does change their behavior.
I think for a lot of parents it's counterintuitive because they want to protect their kids at all costs from this sort of content.
Yeah, good luck. That's the old days strategy. This is a new war. You can't police your kids' environment. They'll find a way of getting to this stuff. Much better to bring it into your living room in the light of day and engage your kids. You know, look at it and get them to think about what they're seeing so that they're better able to make better decisions about this stuff in the real world.
But isn't the danger that they're going to see this and think, I want to do it?
Oh, yeah, they will. And that's why you want to be there to offset that, to sort of argue the point. Because if they're watching it in isolation, it's very dramatic, glamorous, it's exciting, it's very sexy for them. You have to be there to say, wait a minute, is that the way it really is? What are these people's lives truly like? Where does this go?
Is there anything a parent could say in that context that would really deter their child once they've seen a glamorous depiction of this sort of lifestyle?
It's not so much what you tell them, it's how you ask them questions. Get them to think about it themselves, to play the tape through. Like the drug scenes, where does that lead? You know, where are those kids going to be in 5 years? What have you seen out there? So you're really trying to get at your child's belief system. If you change a belief, you change the child, and then they're defended against what they see in the culture.
MTV and one of the lead actresses are saying this is just a gritty depiction of the way things are. What's your response to that?
It's not the way things are. It's like cop shows. They'll take a little slice of being a cop, which is typically pretty boring, and then they'll glamorize and dramatize that and make it look like it's 24/7. The problem is kids will see this and think, gee, this is the way my life is supposed to be, and start to pursue that. Teens are very vulnerable to suggestion.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Edible egg.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Send your comments along to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can call us. We'll be taking your calls in the matter of 12-14 minutes. Now, I'm looking at some of the other things where women, especially men, don't seem to have this problem. Women do have a problem with what they wear or what the public sees. It's usually more about what women are doing. Have you seen the other MTV show, Jersey Shore, that a lot of people are talking about, and the promiscuousness and the just basic foolishness, low life, low level, unintelligent, but this is supposedly portraying the way life is? Maybe that's the issue. Maybe that's what we ought to be talking about. Why is life like this? How is all of this happening in real life? 800-510-8255. Okay, let's see here. Bill O'Reilly up next with his Gretchen Carlson, who does the morning show on Fox News, and Margaret Hoover. Both of them are interested in the program. They have children, so let's find out what they think. You can imagine how Riley will work this one over.
A new MTV program called Skins. Viewer warning here, this is an explicit show dealing with teenage sexuality and drug use. And now the program is even more controversial because charges of child pornography are in play. You saw an episode of this thing today. Describe it to the audience.
I wish I wouldn't have seen it.
Really?
I mean, this...
Is that bad?
Yeah, maybe one element of a problem child would exist, you know, with a teen who's growing up, who's 15, 16, 17, like maybe they're dabbling in drugs. But in this show, this one group of teenagers is dabbling in drugs, sex, prostitution, masturbation.
These are actors we're watching now.
Yeah.
And how many characters are there in the program?
There are about six or seven central characters.
Okay, six or seven central characters, and they do all kinds of bad things,
drug, prostitution, purchasing drugs, selling drugs, having sex with teachers.
Now, do they glorify that?
This is absolutely glorified.
Well,
I thought I would come to this with a little bit of mock outrage, and I was actually deeply disturbed.
So, now, we have a Federal Communications Commission, but it does not regulate cable.
Mm-hmm.
It only regulates broadcast channels because cable you have to buy.
Yes.
So this comes under the heading of freedom of speech. The second thing is, this show was a big hit in England, and they imported it here in the United States.
And toned it down, apparently. But one thing you can't get away from, even if you're in cable, is the Justice Department. And now, apparently, they're considering filing child endangerment or pornography charges against MTV and the executives, because in the third episode upcoming, there is a depiction of a naked boy, which is apparently illegal when you're underage.
Well, so yeah, and that's the interesting question, right? Because
they'll cut that out, though. The MTV
panel. Right,
but
we agree. I mean, we talk on the show a lot about how much is too much and where is the line.
Right.
Well, it turns out the line is child pornography, because if you're between 15 and 19 and you're naked and doing sexually suggestive things on TV, and you're a minor, you're
right.
And
these actors who are doing these things
are
teenagers.
Years old.
Right.
And what parent would allow their child to do this show?
Come on, Carlson, you know the answer
to that
question.
And you know what else I think? I think MTV got this child pornography thing out there on purpose.
Probably, and they got a segment on this program, and
exactly.
I know I'm going to get mail saying, O'Reilly, you're publicizing this kind of garbage.
I don't know.
But this is a big story in the country.
All right. This is O'Reilly with Gretchen Carlson and Margaret Hoover. Talking about the obvious here, we're focused on MTV, child porn charges. Is this show too controversial, over the top? It's on cable, so it doesn't have any FCC connections, not regulated. Does the government need to step in? Is this the most dangerous television show ever produced? I just love how everybody gets way over the top on this stuff, although I think it is a worthwhile discussion. The gentleman that was speaking before on how to handle this thing, what's the intelligent way, Dr. Bradley talking about what parents ought to do, watch the show with the children, and how many of you have the guts to do that? That may be it. Parents Television Council is determined to stop this show. They say it's apocalyptic. What do you say? 800-510-8255. Lots of blogging going on in this. We'll get to your comments.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future, saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. Use as directed.
Since the U.S. premiere, first episode of Skins aired last week, all manner of web ink has been spilled about this, the detrimental effects, if you will, on our nation's young people. So how has it worked in England, and if it's successful over there, what does that say about us? One of the things that it says about us is that we are sexually immature. That's what a lot of people say, at any rate. If you're just joining us, the focus on this MTV television program, Skins, basically what's on MTV as well, and what's on cable, and how it gets regulated or doesn't get regulated. In fact, it doesn't get regulated because it's a choice. You have MTV because you choose to have MTV, and not the same as MTV. Well, I mean, you have NBC, CBS, Fox, and ABC, so you choose them as well. I don't know. This is a fine line, it seems to me. At least in terms of regulation, but in terms of how you handle this, plenty of you, and we're heard, this program is heard on American Forces Radio. I wonder how many of the soldiers who are listening to this who are away from home are wondering if their children, if they have teenagers at home, if their children are watching this, and if they've been on the Internet and they've seen some of the suggestive storylines and what may or may not go on here. It's worth a comment. Feel free anytime. Send me an email, doug@dougstefan.com. From CNN, Karen Chetry speaking here with New York Times media reporter Brian Stettler, who says that even some of the MTV folks are wondering if this has gone too far.
So Skins, it's interesting. This show is an import from Britain. It's right. Very popular there. MTV certainly no stranger to putting on racy content, yeah. But this now they're saying may actually cross the line into child pornography. What is going on with Skins?
Well, there's a concern inside MTV that some of the upcoming episodes might go too far. You know, MTV is sort of in business to go and push the envelope and push right up to the edge. Jersey Shore, one of the biggest hits of the year, is all about doing that. But all of the reality show stars on Jersey Shore are over the age of 18. What really matters in this case is that some of the actors on Skins are 15, 16, 17 years old. In fact, they promote it that way. That it's a purposefully, you know, youthful characters to be more realistic. But that's where they could cross the line.
Parents Television Council is irate. They have been upset about other shows in the past,
yeah,
but they're actually going as far as to say it is child porn, and apparently that is concerning the executives at MTV. But the question is, they didn't know this. I mean, they didn't know that some of this may be called into question before they decided to air it.
Well, there's a lot we don't know. MTV has not said what they're doing to edit the show. They're not saying what they think is too far, if anything is too far. You know, I watched the third episode. There's parts that made me cringe. Then again, you know, one reviewer said this might be the most realistic show on TV, you know, because there are a lot of teens that probably get in trouble and do things their parents aren't going to want to know about. I think the problem with Skins, perhaps, is that it's rated TVMA. It's rated for mature audiences, but 1.2 million of the viewers on Monday night were under the age of 18.
Right, so TVMA means if you're 17, you're not supposed to
watch it. You shouldn't be watching it. It's like rated R in the movies.
And yet, when they take a look at the breakdown of the demo,
right,
they had a lot of people.
We can see a lot of under 18-year-old viewers. Now, on the other hand, MTV says we've tried really hard to let people know what's in the show. We air it late at night, so we're trying to be responsible. And I think, to some extent, you know, they are trying to be responsible by letting people know what's in the show. Then again, having the Parents Television Council say it's the most dangerous show ever might actually encourage teens to watch.
That's right. And so some people are saying this is just a really great marketing ploy. You get your Parents Television Council irate about it. Then, of course, we're all covering it. And so, of course, everyone's going to want to tune in. Well, this is the January 31st of the Episode 3. That's,
yeah,
well,
the danger here, though, is in these meetings at MTV, they even talked about who could possibly go to jail. Now, that's a big leap. We're nowhere close to that. But they were clearly concerned earlier this week at MTV about what content could go too far, in part because this show is filmed in Canada. Most of these actors are Canadian. But the laws here in the U.S. are pretty clear. If there's a depiction of something that's sexually explicit that includes minors, they can be in trouble potentially.
Wow, that's a pretty clever, though. If they produce it up in Canada, how do you touch them? This is just an, I'm surprised they don't actually just show the European version, the English version. And if it's done this well in England, you'd be sure it'd be produced in France and Germany and Italy and Spain and all over the place. Not much of an audience for it, probably in the Middle East or Muslim countries, but elsewhere this thing will, I'm betting, grow like wildfire. It's kind of like American Idol became a big hit, but it's been produced all over Europe and other parts of the world because people like that sort of thing. And that's what this is about. Young people, apparently, are the audience, and they want to see, they say it's reality, they want to see more of this sort of thing. So you're a parent, what do you do? 800-510-8255. Here's our radio host, Tommy Tucker, speaking with Melissa Henson. She's from the Parents Television Council.
I played one clip from MTV's Skins. Maybe you can give us an overview, I guess, of what it is that the Parents Television Council has gleaned from the promos and from the actual episode that's aired of MTV's Skins, and as far as what it contains and who it's targeted towards.
Yeah, well, this is actually a recreation of a BBC series by the same name. And from what I've heard, the first couple of episodes are almost identical to the first couple of episodes of the BBC series. And it is it's a sort of a gritty look at teen life with lots of sex, lots of drugs, lots of alcohol, lots of illegal activity, copious violence and profanity. But they present this as very typical for most teenagers, and I would argue that this may be typical for some teenagers, but certainly not for the majority of teens living in the U.S. right now.
And the show is targeted toward whom, as far as your organization can figure out?
Because
here's the deal.
They claim that they're being responsible because they rated MA and they put it on after 10 p.m. Therefore, they're showing that they're really targeting it to an adult audience, and yet they market it on websites like teen.com. So, obviously, they want to have it both ways. They want to look like they're doing the right thing, but they still want to reach that young demographic.
But if it's targeted toward an adult audience and the content, from what I saw of it, about a half hour of the episode, it's more like a movie that I would relate to maybe Old School or The Hangover or something like that, but the actors are maybe 14, 15 years old.
Right, right. Yeah, most of the cast is between the ages of 15 and 19, most of them under the age of 18. So, yeah, there's no way I think that MTV comes out of this looking like they're behaving responsibly, because either they're lying about targeting an older audience and they're marketing this irresponsible content directly to kids, or they're being honest about targeting an older audience, and they're encouraging adult viewers to look at these teenage actors and actresses in these highly sexualized, highly eroticized scenarios. So in either case, MTV comes out looking, pretty sketchy.
All right, so I'm betting that Melissa Henson from the Parents Television Council, if she had children, she'd be I'm betting, and I'm not trying to start something here. No, maybe I am trying to start something. She doesn't sound like the kind of woman, because, how can you tell by listening to her? I've been listening to the people on the radio talk to me since 1974, so I think I got a pretty good handle on what people are about. And I've talked to a lot of folks in the Parents Television Council. And they're pretty wild. Not to say this show isn't wild. They're wild on the other extreme. And that really represents a large number of people who have the same feelings in our country. There may be a religious aspect to this. People are going to tie all kinds of things to this. Before we get to your calls, a couple of more excerpts from radio shows that we monitor here on the Countdown. Here is radio host John Caldera wondering out loud whether or not parents are upset that a portion of their cable bill may be going to MTV to get shows on like this.
Skins, again, I haven't seen this show, is filled with graphic content involving high school children, including depictions of teens drinking, smoking marijuana, using massive quantities of drugs, engaging in violent acts, having irresponsible sex with each other, with their school teachers, with other adults. Other TV shows, like Gossip Girl, another one I've never heard of, have included some of these activities, but Skins' depictions of such activities is on a scale never before seen on TV. Skins is so extreme that MTV is rating the program TV-MA, a rating cable has previously reserved for programs like FX Ultraviolet, Violent, and quasi-pornographic series Nip Tuck. Hey, come on, I like Nip Tuck, which was wholly unsuitable for all but those who crave explicit material. I guess that would be me. I like The Sopranos. I like Entourage. I like shows that push the envelope. Are these kids too young for it? Probably. But it's up to parents. Skins is about high school children, according to Parents Television Council. Mixed in with the graphic drug use and sex scenes are storylines about falling in love and problems at school, elements sure to generate interest from teens. The show is being written in part by teens, and Skins' cast is actually made up of teenagers, not adult actors playing teens. One cast member is only 15 years old. All right, I just remember seeing, when I was a kid, a whole bunch of television shows about teens when 23-year-olds played them. It just didn't quite work. About $1 of your cable or satellite subscription fee goes to MTV each month. That's more than $10 that subscription like you pay every year. And there's 100 million cable and satellite subscribers in the U.S. That means MTV is collecting $1 billion a year from parents and families. And they are using the money to make programs that glorify children using drugs, having sex, and defying their parents. Well, then turn off the TV.
All right, it took us 2 minutes and 20 seconds to get the most important part out of John Caldera's mind. Turn off the television set if you don't want your children to watch Skins, know what they're doing. That ends the whole story, right? The rest of it, John, sounded like he was reading a newspaper, and I guess maybe he was. 800-510-8255. All right, so we'll get one more bit of spin on Skin, if you will, before we take your calls. That's up next on the Countdown.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiate a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The latest buzz on Skins is our focus here in the countdown. 800-510-8255. How do you handle it if you have children this age that are interested in it? Do you know what they're doing with their time? How are they spending free moments in front of television sets, computers? They go to their friend's house. If their parents over next door are more open than you are to try to get away with seeing things you don't want them to see. Here's Talk Host John Curley and his comment on what's going on in real life.
I guess the big news on it now is they say it will be its most controversial. That's good that they put that out so more people tune in to watch it. And more advertisers are running from it. The last thing I had heard that executives have asked the producers to tone it down a little bit. So obviously the fact that Taco Bell and some other, who else, Wrigley has pulled out, H&R Block says that they don't want their spots running on anymore either, that this starts to hurt the wallet, so they've been told to tone it down and try to be, I don't know how to put it, less offensive. 17-year-old actor shown running down the street naked from behind. This is the thing that's going to be happening on the 31st when the teenager takes, I guess, some Viagra, and then the question is that if you show a 17-year-old naked on film, are you not engaged in child pornography? And there are calls that the FCC begin to investigate the creators of Skins to see if they're not breaking some sort of federal law. Here's the shocking news. And I got a friend of mine who's got two teenage daughters, and I was talking to him about this. He said, you know what? Unfortunately, what they're showing is what's happening on in real life.
So what is this a result of? 800-510-8255. Andy, you're in New Hampshire. Let's go.
I'd like to ask you a question. If you took away the internet, took away any type of porn ever put in a magazine, and you were left with today's television? Would our youth of this country be exposed to the same perversions? What I observe in TV, I'm 54, and what I observe is something that I never imagined would ever be on TV. Saying, and I, if you take away one or two of the biggest factors for kids to be exposed to, you put TV in front of them, today's TV, and I don't see anything that they would not be exposed to either visually or through the word.
Yep. What about Hung and Californication? Not aimed at that audience, right? But there's still some pretty controversial about those shows. 51 after on the countdown.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The focus on MTV and the show Skins. Is it child pornography? This is one of the most popular shows in England. It's produced in Canada, the one that we see here. So does that get everybody off of the hook one way or another? All kinds of comments. This has been on for three seasons, started in 2007 over in England. And I'm looking online at some of the related searches here. You can watch Skins online, get full episodes of Skin, watch the show in England or from England, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm getting a kick out of listening to the holier-than-thou folks at the Parents Television Council, unrealistic as they are. They work for parents. They don't work for children. But you work for children. You work with your children. So isn't it up to you to decide? If I had teenagers, younger teenagers, probably the time they're 16 or 17, this sort of thing is going to be pretty common in their day-to-day life. But if I got a 12 or 13-year-old, 14-year-old, am I letting them watch this? No way. 800-510-8255. Rob in Colorado, here we go with Turn It On or Turn It Off.
Yeah, this kind of thing just drives me nuts, too, when everybody wants to control what I watch so that they don't have any responsibility for their children, what they're watching. My big thing is pretty much every TV and certainly every cable box, it's that simple. Is it hard for you to control your kids, you know, and just turn off every bit of it, or is it too much of a problem? Take control of your kids, you know, and have some involvement in what they're watching and say, okay, and you can't watch that. We're going to block that. And they know my code. Well, change your code weekly or like you do your password on your computer. you know, or don't let them know what it is so they can't turn it back on. You know, we're trying to get the government so out of our house, out of our lives as much as possible, and running off to them to do things like this, you know, and take control of everybody's life.
I'm with you, sir. Thank you for the call. 800-510-TALK. Rich, you're in Arizona, and you're a parent, I'm assuming.
I'm 24, and I'm probably one of your younger listeners, but I would like to chime in on the show that you guys were talking about. It just pretty much shows, you know, 15, 16-year-old kids doing drugs and all the things their parents, you know, don't know about because they're too busy working or what have you. I haven't seen it, but I've read about it, and I've had a lot of friends tell me about it, and what they said pretty much was what kind of just what happened to me, because when I was that age, I only hung out with, like, kids that were probably 21, 22, you know, when I was 15, so I was exposed to a lot of that. And I've just been looking back on it, you know. I turned out great. I worked, you know, 5 days a week. You know, as a mechanic, I'm great. Don't do any of that anymore, you know. But looking back at some of my friends' little brothers and stuff, you know, they're that age now, and they're just out of control. And none of the parents even know about it, you know. It's more of just keeping your kids, you know, getting into their life rather than just saying, hi, how you doing once a day. It's a lot of the parents, you know, saying that this is not okay, and they need to talk to their kids about it because these kids are doing things that'll like, seriously affect their life, like, you know, later on in life, and they just don't know because they're too young and just too ignorant to understand what they're doing to their body.
Well, that's part of what maybe ought to be taught in school, along with more civics, more of what happens to you. You go to a science class, biology class, or whatever, and teach, starting in the middle school years, what goes on to your life if you're doing these things as your body is continuing to develop. That's why a lot of the bodybuilders, when they start out, they tell kids, don't be taking any of those drugs, even if they're legal. Your bones are still manufacturing cells that will help you grow. Same thing with the muscular structure, the organs, internal organs. Look out what you're doing to your body. Rich, that's a good call. Gerald in Alexandria, Louisiana, or Alexandria, Virginia. Not sure which. Gerald, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Doug. I'm in Louisiana. I just wanted to say more good than evil. That's all that we need. The media has been portraying or saying they're portraying what's going on in real life with kids, and kids are and back and forth. But it's been going on so long now that the media is just helping the evil. It just makes desensitizes the kids on as to what's going on. It shows them how to do it, even though they don't know how to do it. They talk about it in school, but it shows them how to do things, and right. It just helps portray. It just helps promote the evil in the world.
Well, the media, news media, is especially evil. Thanks for your call, sir. Bob in Oklahoma. Let's make you the last caller.
I have a little bit different perspective on that. In that, at least where I live, and in a lot of parts of the country, cable TV isn't an a la carte choice. You either get a block of channels, or you get another block, or you get nothing. Whereas, and I'll use an analogy. Can you imagine how mad people would be if they went into Walmart, and to buy a can of peas, they had to buy a can of corn, a gallon of milk, a T-shirt, and 26 other items that they had no interest in buying or owning. Cable TV, because of probably government regulation, isn't a la carte.
All right, sir. There's a lot of good and a lot of info that's come out of this hour of the Talk Radio.